the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. I want to wish my condolences to the family members of Velma Sheridan, and assure them of my prayers for her, and prayers of all the parishioners. A woman led a very long life. She would have been 95 this year. She was born in 1925. And the predominant characteristic of her whole life was her great love for the Catholic faith. That was seen in when, as the changes were coming, way back in II, how she was one of the first to speak out against them. She spoke out against objectionable books that they were trying to introduce in the Catholic schools at the time. One meeting in which the sister who was introducing the books was presenting them to all the parents. Wilma stood up during an intermission and said, "If anyone wants to contact me, I have this information about the problems with these books." She was actually, she lived in Akron, Ohio. And her husband, who died in the 1990s after many years of marriage, he was not Catholic, but she converted him to the faith, and she was determined she would not marry him if he was not Catholic. And that ended up being a characteristic of Wilma throughout life. There are a number of persons that she drew to the Catholic faith, instructed in the faith. Her own father, later on, she brought about, was instrumental in bringing about his conversion, since he was not Catholic. And some of the people in Lebanon, Ohio, some of the couples, she lived down there actually for about 7 years and would give catechism instructions to the young adults. She was a teacher. She was very good at teaching. They have some audio recordings of her teaching to the young adults down there. And as the young adults were of marriageable age and they met persons who were not Catholic, Wilma was instrumental in bringing them into the Catholic faith. After the changes came, when Wilma was still in Akron, and her husband and their four children, her husband was transferred to New Jersey, and she came across a Passionist priest, Father John, out there, who had been kicked out of the diocese for refusing to offer the Mass. And so she opened up her home, converted one of the rooms into a chapel, and for 20 or 30 years, Father John had daily Mass there, St. Anthony's Chapel. When her husband died, she moved to Lebanon, Ohio, and as I said, was very active there in spreading the faith, and eventually moved back to Pennsylvania. I knew Wilma after she was already very elderly. She was coming to the Mass in the mission in West Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And it was always very obvious how absolutely full of joy she was to be able to come to Mass, to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. And even after the dementia got so bad, she was in the nursing home the last few years. She never forgot her prayers. She would go there, she would see the collar, she would always recognize me as the priest, and I'd give her communion. She would always have a big smile on her face and receiving Holy Communion and saying prayers together. So this is what Wilma led life during her whole life, was revolved around the Catholic faith, being a good Catholic herself, and spreading the faith to as many others as she could. And this is a really wonderful example for all of us. Time when it's, in order to stand up for the faith, in order to practice it, we need a great deal of courage, spiritual strength. What gave Wilma this strength, she had a wonderful devotion to our Blessed Mother. No matter what happened, she always trusted our Blessed Mother would watch out for her. She would pray with the greatest confidence to Our Lady. And she also had the greatest devotion to the Church, the authority of the Church, whatever the Church teaches. She clung to that. And nothing mattered to her about what anyone's opinion was on anything. What mattered to her was, what does the Church have to say about this? And she always said that is our surest guide. It is to simply know, what does the Church teach? She prayed, as a good mother would do, she prayed very hard for all of her children. Someone mentioned to me a story yesterday of one time she was worried about one of the children as a young adult and prayed that, that God would protect them, and the young adult came back home rather abruptly. Said, "Mom, you did it, didn't you?" Said, "What?" "Said, a lightning strike right in front of my car." And many other times she prayed for special intentions, prayed for children, and it was very evident how her prayers were granted. So let us pray for her now, remembering that we all have our faults and sins through life. And I'm sure after everything that Wilma has done through her life for others, trying to get them to lead a holy life, be a good example, what she would want us to do for her now is to pray for her soul, that if she's in purgatory, she should be released quickly. One other thing I mentioned was when Father John, the Passion's priest, was going to begin having Mass in her house, he said to her, you're one of the only ones who really takes saving your soul seriously. And so he offered Mass until he died. He would offer Mass every day. And then Eventually, he was in the nursing home. And even then, whatever, he was well enough, they would pick him up from the nursing home to drive him to chapel in her home to say Sunday Mass. And he died a short time after Wilma's husband died. So let us pray for Wilma and try to follow that example of great devotion to Mary, great devotion to the teachings of the Church, and the great joy that she had throughout her life in being able to have the true Mass, and any time she was able to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.